This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just had a really good interview with Peter Flaherty from Baseball America. If you're interested in the Nats prospects beyond Willits, right? Like the Willits conversation is going to dominate because he went number one overall. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't consensus. But I really enjoyed hearing about the other kids, the pitcher they took, the high school kid, 6'5", 190. We're going to have to get that kid bulked up a bit. We'd like to add a little to that frame so that arm can sustain the velocity. And then the power hitter from South Carolina, you can listen to that interview anywhere, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, whatever, or just check out the Odyssey app. Last night, Brian, I did something I'm not sure I've ever done. Mm-hmm. I watched the entire Wizards Summer League game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the truth. At the second half, I did move it to up top TV because I started watching Mobland also. But I watched the entire. Mobland is good.
Mobland. Okay, I can deal with that. Don't you wasn't watching Below Deck.
Nah, not last night. Lauren went to bed. I don't watch it without her, obviously.
In other words, she makes you watch it. I understand.
Dude, there was a long period of time where she made me watch it. At this point, I just kind of like it. I've just kind of embraced it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to watch Hoops last night because I'm really excited about what the Wiz are doing. I wanted to watch Trey Johnson. I wrote this down, or maybe I put it in the text thread. In the pregame warm-up, with Tim Legler, who I think is really smart, really good. Legler said of Trey Johnson, he's the smoothest guy getting his buckets in summer league.
And then you watch him do it over and over again. He goes between his legs, splits guys. When he goes up for the shot, everything just settles.
Dude.
And it looks just so damn smooth.
It really is smooth. Yeah. He can get his shot. Kind of whenever.
Yeah.
He was a plus 15, plus minus last night.
That's what we like.
Alex Saar last night.
8 blocks. Could have been more.
Dude, had the block at the end to kind of seal the win. I'm not trying to make too broad of a proclamation from Summer League, understanding that it's Summer League. But the kid, Riley, remember, I really liked.
That kid could play.
Dude, I really liked the Clayton kid. They drafted him from Florida. Then they traded him. Then they take the kid Riley from Illinois. He had a quiet, smooth 16 points.
He could play, dog. But the thing, like Saar, though, I think offensively, he has to, he panics a little bit. He has all the athleticism, all the talent in the world. He panics when the ball is coming to him where, like the little dunks where he could, the alley-oops, he could just throw it in. But he loses a lot of balls because of the panic. He has to get more under control.
Well, I thought the turnovers, I think especially when he gets the ball, like, not on the block and not out for an open three, he doesn't, there's no, like, mid-range game there. And these guys, nobody's trained with their, like, back to the basket anymore. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have a drop step. But defensively, the effort and just the energy was super impressive. I mean, 8 blocks, dude. And what one thing with Saar that I thought was really encouraging, B, like he can handle the ball pretty well. There was two or three instances last night where he like brought the ball down the court and then eventually found a guard, but was, you know, sometimes you see the big man bring the ball down the court and you're like, oh boy. Like with him, there's some touch. Like it's not a challenge. And I think that'll only get better. I thought Bub played pretty well last night. Riley really encouraged me. And then Jeff's guy, AJ Johnson, wasn't particularly good last night, but you could see the athletic tools are just off the chart.
Yeah.
But like that was a kid that was drafted on athleticism and potential and not a very refined game, mm-hmm. I would say. Jeffrey, is that your scouting report on him?
Yeah, I just think he got to bulk up a little bit. Because he's not afraid to attack the basket. He's not afraid to play defense, and he will jump with anyone to block their shots. I just think he needs to get a little bit more weight on him. And I have faith that the Wizards are going to get him right.
I'm not that worried about the weight. I think...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't want to be overly critical. I think dribbling's an issue. Like the handle. The handle ain't great.
Yeah, he's not the guy that's going to patch you up, but he is the guy that will get a step on you, and once he got that step
and
in front of you,
flush you.
He's
flush
going it on you. Yeah, he's going to put it on your head.
Dude, and he's super explosive. You could see it.
Yeah, he
you say he can shoot?
He can shoot it a little bit. Not now. I'm not saying like he can shoot it like, "Oh yeah, we throw it over there. He's going to nah. If he's set up and ready to shoot, he's going to make the shot. But that's the way that they're building, he's not going to have to worry about
that. Yeah. If he's like a seventh man that could come in and be an energy guy, a rebounder, play some good D, throw a couple putbacks in, I like that role. You, though, called him a supermax guy.
He can get there.
Dog.
He can. Hey, look, it takes some people some time, JP.
Sure. If I had to guess of the Supermax guys that I watched last night, Sar, Trey.
Yeah.
If I could change my answer.
Dude, what did Riley drop in the second half of that game, White Brian? See if you can figure that out. He had like a quiet dozen, I think, in the second half.
And now I got to change my answer, though.
Who is it?
It's between Trey and Sar for real, dude. Because the thing with Sar, he get his offensive game up a little bit. He's going to be a dominant piece. He was drafted as a defensive player. He was drafted to get boards and be a rim protector. And he can check anybody on the wing. I would put him out there like that. He's going to be all right. Last night showed a lot. I'm happy for the Wizards.
Dude, last night had me hot for the Wiz. Like, I'm not going to, but I want to order tickets. further down the roster, a couple of people that stood out to me. Liam Robbins. I'm not sure he's I don't know that he's going to give the Wiz a lot of minutes this year. I don't know that he's so when Sarr came out, Liam Robbins comes in. Big boy, big. He's big. Not a lot of game there, at least that I noticed last night. I don't want to besmirch Liam Robbins, but his stat line, which kind of supports my theory, he played 7 minutes and was a minus seven.
He gives up a point a minute.
Jameer Watkins is the young man they drafted out of Florida State.
Yeah.
You could see what his game is and what it isn't. He's an all-out effort hustle.
He's an effort, yep.
Total. That. Not a lot of not refined offensive game there. What did Riley do in the second half?
11 in the second half.
Dude, he was smooth. And Johnson is really smooth. I think there is some figuring out Bub and Trey and ball handling and like who's the primary ball handler, that kind of stuff. Because I don't.
Both of them could play, though.
Right. And Bub's not like a necessarily a pass first, but he is more of an old school point guard. Keyshawn George last night had 6 assists. Like they saw the court really well and were passing really well. A lot of skip passes. I was very encouraged, and it's only summer league, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. The last note I made, actually I got two more. One, I don't know what his future is with the Wizards. But Leaky Black is an all-time name.
I like his name.
I'm rooting for Leaky.
I kept hearing him say Leaky. I'm like, oh, I think that is a playground name right there.
100%. Leaky Black, we are rooting for you. And then, Laz, I don't know if you noticed this. Did Trey, he almost airballed a free throw late in the game. Like, I might even go back and watch. I almost wonder, you know, sometimes when you're hitting a golf shot and you just line up the wrong way, mm-hmm. and it goes left. Like, it seemed like he almost just, like, missed the rim or something. And then the next one, I think he made three more after that. But
dead center.
Yeah. He did look gassed, though, at the end of that game.
Yeah,
did you notice
sure.
that?
It's the first game. Well, the second game they played, and now they're going much longer against much better talent.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, even for you, when you had your first couple practices in the pros, were you like, damn.
Your first game, you're getting tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say about how I knew what I can do. But that first game, you are exerting effort that you don't exert for your full practice. So that first few games are going to get you. And then you get into real basketball shape, and then everything just goes away.
I'm in on the Wiz rebuild. Can't be any more clear about that. I thought last night was a lot of fun to watch. We'll see. I still think they're going to be bad this year. Last note. So the Wiz, obviously, a lot to like. The Nets were paced by Drew Timmy. He dropped 30 points last night. You remember him from the Gonzaga days. He has like an old man YMCA game. He was also a minus 11 overall. Mm-hmm. Like, Drew Timmy
can play offense.
He's annoying.
Yeah?
He is so annoying to watch.
But he's, just like Legler said last night, looked like he played 9 years in college.
Dude.
He was around a long damn time.
So Drab loves him, and I tried to ask how old he is. I swear that dude's 30.
Nah, he's about 23, 24, 25. Because they say
24.
He's 2 years older than most of the guys he's playing against.
Right. And in this summer league, which is like a development product, I don't think it's about Drew Timmy dropping 30, Drab. Interesting development in the NFL. Second rounders, contracts. There's some interesting developments going on around the NFL. B, I got to ask you about this PA thing. There's a lot of weird levels to this. Noon, Bobby Blanco joins us. Then we're going to open up the phones. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.